A reading from 2 Peter 2, verses 1 through 22. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them out into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked, for as the righteous man lived among them day after day, he was tormenting his righteous soul over their lawless deeds that he saw and heard. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. Bold and willful, they do not tremble as they blaspheme against the glorious ones, whereas angels, though greater in might and power, do not pronounce a blasphemous judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like irrational animals, creatures of instinct, born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheming about matters of which they are ignorant, will also be destroyed in their destruction, suffering wrong as the wage of their wrongdoing. They count it pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in the deceptions while they feast with you. They have eyes full of adultery, insatiable for sin. They entice unsteady souls. They have hearts trained in greed. Accursed children, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved gain from wrongdoing, but was rebuked for his own transgression. A speechless donkey spoke with human voice and restrained the prophet's madness. They are waterless springs and mists driven by a storm. For them, the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved. For speaking loud boasts of folly, they entice by sensual passions of the flesh those who are barely escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the last state has become worse than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness, than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. What the true proverb says has happened to them. The dog returns to its own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returns to wallow in the mire. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Paul Landgraf, Pilgrim Lutheran Church Lynn, and St. John's Lutheran Church, Owensville, Missouri.
If you hear any sermons about 2 Peter chapter 2, you probably won't. If you read anything about 2 Peter chapter 2, and you'll always see a connection to the book of Jude, and both talk about false prophets that are in the church. But there's a significant, dare I say, foundational difference between those two groups, those two descriptions. In Jude, the false prophets are described as having stealthily crept in, whereas in Peter there among you. There on the inside, they were Christians and now they are not. And that's bad. That's depressing. That's different, difficult. That's like a cancer. It's not an attack from the outside. It's a revolution, a revolt from within. That's a dangerous situation. It's not like they go around the false teachers and have a sign saying, "False teacher, watch out for me." So much is at stake here. Especially when we have an idea of what these false teachers are teaching. We have a pretty good description in this chapter. And when we read through this chapter, the descriptions essentially are those of selfish people. Some of the descriptions seem so natural, so like us. They're arrogant, heart trained in covetousness. That's like us. But what's hinted at, I think, in 2 Peter 1, the first verse, is that the name Simon Peter, Simeon, is only used here and in Acts 15, that great chapter where the gospel is at stake. And so I don't think that's a coincidence. That here, the gospel is at stake as well. And these false teachers are proposing another gospel, a Jesus plus. And a Jesus plus isn't a gospel. Jesus knows how to give good news. Verse 9, the Lord knows how to rescue the godly. And so we have Peter giving us a warning when he hears another gospel. The commentator for the Concordia series talks about these words Peter uses as bombastic. He's dropping some significant bombs to wake people up because the gospel is so important. But there's a gentle side of Peter as well. Notice how he's leading the reader through the chapter. And he starts by describing Jesus as a master, a despot, who these false teachers are denying the master who bought them. That's not a very nice term for Jesus. But then he gets a little bit nicer. That the Lord knows how to rescue the godly. And then finally, that we're brought to the knowledge of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died for you. He died in your place. What you deserved, he took on. And that's good news.
We thank Pastor Paul Landgraf for today's meditation on God's Word.